This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For decades, social scientists have tried to determine how TV ads affect the children and teenagers who watch them. Do commercials make kids more materialistic? Are fast food ads responsible for rising childhood obesity rates? Well, youth radio reporter Maya Cueva looked for answers inside her own brain.
Here I am at Walgreens in the hair product aisle. There are a lot of brand name shampoos on the shelf, but there's one that always catches my eye.
For stylized girls that look like a splurge at a price that feels like a steal. Tresemme Flawless Curls.
I've probably seen this ad 100 times and didn't think it could affect me. Not after all my mom has taught me about never surrendering to the manipulative ways of advertising.
I realized that kids were living in a whole nother world that was influencing them more than I was.
My mom's a therapist. When I was in second grade, she started an after-school class where she had kids analyze TV shows and commercials.
And the kids were used to just going into that zone where you just kind of stop thinking and you just watch. And so this interrupted that and made people stop watching and start thinking.
But recently, I've been wondering just how much control I have over my own thoughts when it comes to ads, which is how I found myself in a Berkeley lab with a hat of electrodes on my head.
So this is called the EEG cap. I'm going to place one of these caps on your head.
Okay. Well, it looks like a swim cap. And then there's like a wire attached to my nose. I'm in the corporate headquarters of Neurofocus, a pioneer in the business of neuromarketing. It makes some scientists antsy, but the company claims to tell advertisers how to make better commercials by replacing focus groups with an electroencephalogram. Kind of like how a microphone is picking up the sound waves of my voice, the EEG strapped to my head is picking up brain waves created by the electrical activity that passes between neurons when my brain processes something. Anything. Even commercials. Like this one Neurofocus uses to demo their technology.
The Olympic Winter Games will always be where history happens.
As Morgan Freeman's godlike voice narrates, I watch images of a torch lighting ceremony, a figure skater, hockey players. Meanwhile, in a neighboring control room, lab director Mark Kishiyama shows my producer a series of squiggly waves that appear on a screen.
This is her brain activity right now, real time.
Visa, the only card accepted at the Olympic Games.
When you're watching ads and so forth, you know, you're kind of sitting there and you're kind of passively watching it, but your brain is responding to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always conscious. It's not conscious that you're
subconscious.
It is, or as we say non-conscious, but the awareness is still there.
That awareness shows up on the EEG as tall peaks in the parts of my brain Kishiyama says are associated with emotion, attention, and memory. Those parts get busy at certain moments in the ad, at the beginning with the torch and figure skater, and then later when a Visa card appears on screen. He says it's evidence that my brain is making a non-conscious link between the credit card and the Olympics.
You think that a 30-second ad is so fast none of it's going to get in, but it does, you know, as you can see.
So scary.
Yeah, but it does show how effective it is.
Advertisers will use Kishiyama's data on the most effective moments in an ad to compress it down to a 10-second web video for sites like YouTube. In theory, you'd see a lot more brain wave peaks per second as they pack this message into your head. But what happens once it's in there? Ben Hayden is a neuroscientist who studies decision-making. He told me about researchers at Caltech who scan the brains of people on diets while offering them junk food.
And you can literally witness this battle going on.
A certain region of the brain lit up when the dieters resisted the junk food. Hayden says that self-control region is in a tug of war with the parts of the brain affected by ads.
When advertising comes into the picture, it kind of is the opposite of self-control. It encourages you to go out and buy it, just do it.
If he scanned my brain while I was in that shampoo aisle, Hayden says he would see lots of activity in the just do it region as I grabbed the Tresemme. But just as TV ads prime that part of the brain, it turns out the kind of training my mom gave me could boost the signal in the just say no region. It's what Mom was telling me all along.
So I wouldn't worry so much about whether your brain will react. It's more what decisions you make after your brain reacts.
So you think that I still could consciously not buy the product? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think so, because I know how thoughtful you are and how well-educated you are about this.
Okay, so maybe my mom's biased, but there's some neuroscience to back her up. Hayden says I could be better off than most teens because every time I think critically about how ads work, I create new patterns in my brain that strengthen the self-control regions. The ads might get inside my brain, but they don't have to decide what I do. For NPR News, I'm Maya Cueva.
Our story was produced by Youth Radio.